When you finally accept that it's okay not to have answers and it's okay not to be perfect, you realize that feeling confused is a normal part of what it is to be a human being. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
We practiced it. We did it. We did so good.
We were
good.
Both so nervous.
You just got to try.
What is that from?
Welcome back.
Cotter. And for most of the audience that doesn't know who that is, well, actually many might. Didn't John Travolta play in that?
You're correct.
Oh, man.
He's got great hair in it, too.
Yeah. Well, he probably still has great hair. It's not his anymore, but... It's still great.
It's still great.
It's the hair of greatness. All right. So what are we doing? We're Q&A daying it today.
Q&A day. What does this stand for?
Q&A stands for questionably awesome.
Questionably awesome.
It's a questionably awesome day today. Question and answer. But technically, I think we're going to change this to questionably awesome.
Questionably awesome.
That's up to you to decide. And you only get one choice. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
All right. So welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So we have a little bit of rust on ourselves. We have been trying to shake it off because we basically have been Christmas hibernating.
Yes.
Bernstein's bears. So let's start there. How was your holiday?
My holiday was so great. I loved it. How was yours?
That gives me zero detail. Like, that's like the worst answer ever. I mean, it's a nice answer, but it paints no picture for a listener.
Okay. It was a lean holiday. Meaning it was just, well, first I went to my boyfriend's family and his family is humongous and they're awesome. And there's so much fun stuff going on.
Like there's a lot of them. A
lot of them. They've got cousins.
Holy
they're
smokes.
All close. It's so fun.
Yeah.
And then my family is really spread out this year. So it was my mom, me, and Adam. So just the three amigos.
How did that go?
It was really great, but kind of quiet.
Yeah. Did you guys do like the three amigo thing? Like, did you ride donkeys with tequila?
We did. We rode donkeys with tequila. We got matching sombreros.
It's a movie, right? The Three Amigos.
Yeah.
They rode horses, I think.
Yes, they did. With Chevy Chase. That's a great movie.
I need to watch it again clearly because I don't know if they rode it on donkeys or on horses.
But either way,
it's great.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
They were
watch it.
Out there.
Like, go put your reviews on Amazon for that movie. I don't
Sponsored
know.
By Three Amigos.
Okay. So two Christmases. What do you think?
It was wild. I was excited to be back in California and just relax.
Did you work out at all during that? Or was it like just very
yes.
like, you did?
We did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Oh yeah. Cause Adam's like big on working out.
He's big on working out. So we did some yoga. We did bike rides, a lot of bike rides. Walks.
Oh, it was warm enough. Where were you again?
Where did we do our bike ride? Actually, it was freezing. It was in Indiana. We were really cold. I don't recommend that, but it was an adventure.
You know what? You need those bikes with the big, just a regular bike, but they have the big plastic shields on the front.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really cool.
We should have gotten those.
Yeah.
Next year.
There is always next year for shielded bikes.
I'll put that on my Amazon wish list.
Evan, sorry. This says you want a shielded bike.
This says you registered for a party for yourself and just want one item.
I'm going to do that. You could probably use a shielded bike here.
Yeah, because of the wind.
Yeah. And when the palm branches come down, that's dangerous.
When those squirrels
come out,
throw them out at you.
If you missed that episode, you got to listen to the dangerous squirrels.
Yeah.
Because Evans rides her bike to work a lot. So
yes,
pretty awesome. And you wear a helmet.
I do. Safety first.
It's very important. I think we should have a helmet painting day.
Ooh, yeah. Yes.
Where I just paint your helmet.
You could paint it. The guy I bought it from at the store, he was like, I was like, I feel kind of nerdy buying this. And he was like, well, they say those who don't wear helmets don't have much to protect.
Ah, interesting.
Interesting.
Much like a jock strap. Yes. Or what do you call it? A cup.
It's the same concept. Just different.
I hear they're saying that over at the hockey store as well. Well, you know.
Well, you know, those who don't wear them.
Those who don't wear a nut cup don't have a lot of acorns.
Don't have any acorns in there.
All right.
So we have started off
great. So my holiday was pretty awesome. We we went snowboarding in Mammoth.
Which is so cool.
It was so much fun. It was
so pretty.
It was gorgeous. Like perfect snowfall. Here's the deal.
What?
You mix activity with family.
Good call.
Yeah. We literally decided about 3 years ago because we have no children yet.
Right.
So it's kind of like just a bunch of adults sitting around buying each other gifts that you actually don't really need or desire anymore.
Sure.
And it's kind of like stressful going around and buying different gifts. And if you don't want, so here's the deal. It's a little different because my love language is not gifts because mm-hmm. I would prefer not to get them. So I kind of didn't want to exclude people whose love language it was. But we all sat down and agreed, like, what are we doing? Like, what is the holiday about for us? Like, it's about spending time together. It's really about celebrating and thinking about what it's about. Mm-hmm. And we weren't really quite doing that much anymore. It was just like, oh, how can we make sure everybody's happy with gifts? And you don't even realize you slip into that, but you can kind of slip into it.
So true.
And we were like, why don't we take all of this money and just like go away instead and create experiences that you remember? Because I don't know about you, but try to remember what you got 3 Christmases ago.
No.
None of it matters, but you remember like the time that you spent and what you're doing. So we were in this phase of, and we still are, but it was like literally question everything and create what you wish existed. So thus snowboarding every year.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're outside doing stuff.
Yes. You were super active too. It's the same idea. Like you're just, you got to be active. Or here's what happens. You take human beings and you add sugar and alcohol.
Yes.
And then everybody gets
so
real
scary.
Psycho. It's like nice people get psycho when you're like, oh, 4 days, lots of alcohol and tons of sugar and carbs. Oh, and by the way, don't go and like move your body too much because someone's going to be mad you left the house.
Yes. And you might be uncomfortable because you're in the guest bedroom and you've never been in there before.
Exactly.
It's cold.
Sounds like you're speaking from experience.
Maybe I am.
You're like, I need to do yoga, but I can't do it in here. It's so uninspiring.
So cold.
Yeah. Cold. All right. So that was Christmas.
That was Christmas.
It was What's great. New? Did you do anything like new that you haven't experienced or that stretched you a little bit? Although it's Christmas, like you're supposed to be vacationing. So I don't know if this is a good question for right now, but anything new?
Okay. Well, I did make a little... This is the most ridiculous thing.
Origami.
I have picked up origami. That would be way cooler than what I'm about to say.
That would be awesome.
I decided that I'm going to keep my nails painted.
I love that. That's a big step.
Yeah. I just want to have, it's a little thing I can do for myself and it makes me feel more put together.
I literally decided to do that like 4 years ago. And
so great.
It was kind of game changing for my life. I actually felt put together. And when I look at my hands, and you have a job where you look at your hands a lot. So it kind of is like, I'm a grown up.
I've painted
digits. Oh, sparkles.
It's just a nice little thing you can do for yourself.
It really is.
So
do you go to Tracy's down there?
No, I should.
Tracy's?
I went to My Nail Bar. It's
Here's
called
the deal.
My Nail Bar.
Do they give neck massages?
Oh, no.
So they do charge $1 a minute, just letting you know. So if they're like, hey, we're going to do this for a while.
Yeah.
Just watch the clock.
Right. 60 minutes later.
Story of my life. Like,
you've overdrawn your bank account. Yeah.
They're like, declined. I was only here for 7 hours. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. No, but it's very, I love that. I think that's an amazing decision. Did you have any resolutions this year?
I want to be more assertive.
I love that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I like to try to consistently make new... I feel like your resolutions change throughout the year. For me, they do.
I totally do. Mine totally do.
Yeah, you just kind of shift.
Mm-hmm. So Jan 1 was assertive.
Assertive.
Okay, I like that one. Assertive what that, and nails. What does them. That mean? So you're going to use those nails to get assertive?
Yes, I'm going to point at people.
You're like, I get the pointy nails now, and I'm going to claw people.
Yeah, get out of my way.
Because you don't give me swag for bliss, I'm going to claw you.
Yes. Yeah, but just saying yes and not being so nervous and not saying I'm sorry.
Yeah, I am so sick of saying sorry. Yeah. No, I'm never saying it again.
Never apologizing.
But I did hear on a podcast yesterday, well, the one that I was interviewing someone on.
Your podcast?
Yeah, that one. She said she doesn't say sorry. She says, I apologize, because even the word sorry feels like she's saying sorry for being herself. And I was like, that's right. Oh. I'm not sorry for being myself.
Yeah, I'm not sorry.
I apologize. So isn't that a great word? Maybe we should hold each other accountable to just that.
I love that.
I apologize.
I apologize for all the sorries I've used before this.
I am so sorry. I'm so apologetic about being sorry for myself.
Yes.
That makes no sense.
But
it does.
I still like it.
All right. So I apologize. Not saying sorry anymore.
Okay. Same. What are you doing for the new year? Are you relaxing more? Are you taking it slow? Mm. How are you?
This is the weirdest new year ever for me, ever. Like normally I'm like super gung-ho about goals. And I did make a vision board. I did do our New Year's tradition where Chris and I stay in and we spend like 3 hours kind of like going over things that we want and we desire and making a vision board and talking about things we want to call in and what we kind of want to like let go of. So I will say things that I'm clear on is this is a really big year for me to make space. So only saying yes to things that really excite me and fuel me, because I know that something's coming, and I also am working on a business idea right now. So working on saying no, clearing space, man, it's really bizarre. Like letting it be okay that I don't really totally know what's next.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a weird spot to be.
Just transition.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool.
Know that even in that transition, like something is happening. We get so addicted to needing to feel, I'm super addicted to needing to feel inspired, or what's the next project, or what am I going to be putting out in the world next? And I really don't know. I'm kind of just like into this podcast right now.
I love that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So I just went and floated.
Please tell me about the float experience you had.
So I floated at a place called Float.
And you were there by yourself.
I felt like a Fruit Loop or a Cheerio. No, so it's like 30 minutes away. So I drove to go and float in a salt tank. So it's
so cool.
I feel like she said it was like 16 or 20 pounds or something of this type of salt. Will you look that up while I'm talking?
Oh yeah, I will.
So I think it's at their website, which was the Float whatever. Oh, now I'm going to be called out. It's way off.
Was it Pause? Did you go to Pause?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, wasn't Float, guys. There is a Float here, but I went to Pause and it was amazing.
Float
I loved it.
Studio.
Yeah. And so literally there's no way you can't not float. So you don't sink no matter what, like no matter who you are. If you're like, no, I would sink you. It's impossible for you to sink because of this, because of how much salt is in there and the type of salt that's in there. So you're in a pod where the pod lid, it's literally like a lid comes down, and you can do like ambient lighting, and it's like really light blue and then red and green, and it kind of changes, and you can turn the meditation on if you want. I turned everything off because I wanted it to be total deprivation, like no sound, no light, no nothing. For an hour, 60 minutes you float. And like I was telling you before, 30 minutes of it were super awesome, and the other 30 were just kind of like, okay.
All set.
I'm going to need to, like, I know for when I'm in the space right before a Bliss project, if I would have done that while I was writing my book, I think it would have been like freaking amazing. But I'm in a really good, like, no, like not super stressed out place. So I was kind of like, all right, and we're good. So I think if I did it, I would probably do like 30, 45 minute sessions and not 30, 45 minute sessions, but 30 to 45 minutes.
30 back to back.
So I think I'm going to do the float challenge
every day.
It might be great.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. I think I'd just be like,
very zen.
Huh? Nothing's wrong.
And your skin would be so nice.
I know. I will tell you, I think for detoxing, it's going to be freaking amazing because I was like, I feel like this is sucking all of the badness out of my system.
Does it feel as good as like an ocean dip?
I actually questioned that because I do think there's something about the ocean that's like really powerful, but it might be. My
if
hair
you're not
is
near
awesome.
An ocean, you do have good hair.
My hair feels super soft.
It looks like mermaid hair.
Well, that's a stretch, but thanks. Have you seen Aquaman?
No.
I would give it 4 stars out of 5.
Oh, is that out right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really enjoy those type of movies though.
The action ones?
Yeah. And there's a girl in there that looks like Ariel. It's pretty awesome. I think you'd like it. Oh, wait. What was a movie that I saw that was really good?
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody?
Well, yes. If you haven't seen that one, you're just absolutely out of your mind because you're missing out on what life is all about.
Yes.
Like it's actually so why you were born was only to go see that movie. So you haven't yet fulfilled
Freddie
your purpose.
Mercury.
If I have a what son, a I'm going to name him Mercury.
Me too.
Merc and Merc, get over here. All right, that's going to be fun.
It's settled.
Yeah, I'm not raising him, so it's fine. Who named you? Not me. I'm not your mom.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just kidding, I'll be your mom. All right. What's the review of the week?
Oh my gosh, Lori, are you ready for this?
I think so. I'm going to buckle up.
Okay, buckle up because it's coming from Judy0414.
Whoa, Judy.
Judy. She
said, Judy.
She says, Lori's podcast has been a life change for me. I started listening to her at least a year ago, and it is what got me started on the personal development path. Her voice has gotten me through so many struggles and has encouraged me to grow so much. Thank you so much, Lori. I am so grateful for you.
Wow.
Isn't that is lovely?
I love that. I'm telling you, it's so crazy how awesome reviews are to hear because there has been so many times when you don't actually know what you're doing or if this is helping people. So hopefully Judy listens to this episode and has made it this far.
I hope so. Judy, come on up to this one.
Judy, come on down. You just won a mug. Price is Right. I've been on that show.
You have?
I didn't like win a showcase, but I've been in the audience.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did you dress up for it? A lot of people wear costumes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Do you want to know what I wore?
Yes.
So I went with 3 other girls and we made shirts that all said Barker Beauties Interns.
No.
Okay. Here's the deal. I was 18.
Barker's Beauties Interns.
Yeah. Barker Beauty Interns,
Barker
I think.
Barker Beauty
And we interns. Ironed on the letters the night before. And he's like, what do your shirts say? And we all stood up and he goes, oh, sit down. I can't even go there. That was Bob Barker. And I was like, wait, what does this mean on our shirt? What does he think this means?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Barker's Beauties.
I don't it's the it
Bob.
Was the people. I know.
Settle down,
I think
Bob.
Bob's a wildcat.
He is.
I do. I was like, Bob. Supposed to be Bob. About being your granddaughter.
Yeah, these are helping you with felt.
Relax, Bob. That let me tell you a little something about Bob's makeup. Bright orange.
Oh no.
I mean, he looked just like me.
I mean,
I was like, I am from the Midwest, but I am gonna look like I live here. So I'm gonna get CoverGirl.
Yes.
N47, whatever that is.
Yeah, level 9000.
Yeah, it was like extra tan. Do you remember those? You could like go buy it. And yes. I was like, no, I want the tan. It was like dark tan. I was I'm going to dark tan with bronzer, but I'm going to get super light pink lipstick. So not a lot has changed.
Like that woman on that movie.
Oh yeah. Something About Mary.
Something About Mary.
Looked just like her.
Dark tan.
Nothing changed.
Light lips.
Mm-hmm.
You do you.
We're sending a mug to Judy.
Judy0414.
Who's got our questions?
Okay. The first one is coming from Destiny. And she's talking about going through a transition. And she said, what is the best way to help family members, especially young family, explain the journey you are going through? I have a 10-year-old brother and I find it difficult to explain to him that I'm creating the best version of myself and chasing my dreams because of kids having such a hard time understanding such abstract ideas.
That's such a good question, because here's the deal. Whether your brother is 10, whether you're talking to kids, whether you're talking to your grandma, whether you're talking to your mom who's in her 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever, whatever it is, it's the same exact thing. It's people have trouble understanding ideas that they're just not used to. That's all it is. So it's not necessarily about explaining, because no explanation, especially coming from somebody that they feel they've known their whole life and that they're used to being a certain way. Mm-hmm. No explanation is going to bring them clarity or make them understand. But what they will understand is watching what you do and how you're changing your life. So I remember when I would try to tell my parents what I was doing, or tell, you know, siblings or my in-laws or even my husband. And it was like, nobody really can hear you. They can only understand what you're actually doing with your life and what the result is.
Yes.
So I say, just kind of do your thing. Like, you can explain it a little bit if you want. Just say, you know, this is for me. This is something that I really want to start doing. And then just do it. And that's it. Like, you don't need an explanation. You don't need an approval from them. You don't need an okay. They don't even need to understand. Like, they'll understand through your actions and through your life.
So true.
And that's that.
That's that. What a great answer.
Well, thanks. I didn't even pay her to say that.
Yeah. Okay. The second one is a great question, because a lot of people are going to be going to events this time of year.
They really are.
They really are, because they're like amped up on the new year, mm-hmm. going to sign up for some stuff. So Veronica was asking, she listened to episode 249 with Mast and Kip, mm-hmm. and you mentioned being trained to be a good audience member. So how would you describe, what's a good audience member look like?
Well, let me give you a little bit of backstory on a good audience member. Because it sounds like, wait, you went to a training to be a good audience member? I didn't necessarily go to a training for that. But I did go for being a speaker. And they said, if you want to be a really good speaker, you also have to understand what it means to be a really good audience member. Because no matter where, so this doesn't matter. This can be applied to more than if you're just going to events, if you're a speaker, or if you're an audience member. This can be applied to if you're going anywhere new, and understanding that the energy that you give just by the way that you're showing up and the way that you're feeling and what you are thinking is going to directly reflect back the energy that you get. Whether you go to, here's the deal. I'm going to use this super cheesy example. Even if you go to a concert and you have the opportunity to push your way to the front row and sing the songs that you know, your experience is going to be 10 million times different than if you were just like, I'm not going to even try to get up to the front and I'm not going to sing the songs. I'm just going to kind of stand here and let them entertain me.
Oh, no.
Oh, who does that?
Yeah, I got to get in there.
Well, you got to get up in there. Mm-hmm. So if you want the maximum energy out of something, you have to just think of giving it back. And I don't mean like to the exhausted point, but just to the point where you almost find a neutral between them and you. So as a good audience member, the idea is to engage, shake your head, nod your head, which is exactly what you do for me during this whole podcast. Yes. It's like being really engaged. So mm-hmm. eye contact, shaking your head, writing notes, things like that, that will really help somebody. Like, I'm telling you, whenever I'm at Bliss or whenever I'm speaking, I find the people who look like they're into it and I just lock on, because the one who is like giving me resting bitch face with their arms crossed, you might be having the time of your life. But if you don't look like it, I think you hate me.
Yeah. And that's an
awful I'm just
feeling.
Like, oh shit. Right. That woman in row four is throwing daggers and I need to just like jump off the stage. So I'm going to have to I kind of avoid looking at that person. Once in a while, I'll try to bait them in. And if they don't bite on 30 seconds in, I'm just like, I can't.
Got
to
move on.
Yeah. Or you're going to because it takes all you got to get up there. So can't do it.
You can use that. I like how you said you can use it at more than just events. You could use it if you're going to coffee with someone new or a meeting with someone you're nervous around.
Yes. So you know, what's crazy is you and I both, I think the people who are the best with people mimic the other person that they're with. And you mm-hmm. don't, this is like a thing that can be learned, and it's just, it's a body language thing. So if someone's kind of leaning in, if someone's, you're kind of imitating their body, you're kind of imitating, if they're shaking their head, you're kind of imitating like their level of interest. And I will tell you, it's game changing for how people feel about you when you walk in a room. So
yeah,
girl, get that energy up.
Yes.
Nod that head.
Nod that head.
Nod it.
Take those notes.
Notes. Don't take notes when you just meet someone.
Yeah.
That'd be so weird, but awesome. Like if someone's like,
your name,
you know what? You're so interesting. I need to take notes.
I would feel really special.
Yeah. I'd be like, is it Romy and Michelle when they made Post-its? I'd be like, hold on. I'm going to get my Post-it notes out.
Yeah. I'm going to write this whole thing down.
On Post-its. All right. What's the next question?
This one's from Sherry, and she works in a small sales office.
It's not Sherry's Berries, is it?
Oh, that would be great if it was Sherry's Berries.
Sherry's Berries. Send me some. Just kidding.
Sherry's Berries. She said that, so she's in sales. She has a really hard time being herself on the phone with when she's speaking to clients because she feels like everyone's listening. Mm. And she also freezes when it comes time to speaking up. So do you have any tools you use when you're speaking in front of people or kind of uncomfortable?
Do you know what just came to me first is, so number one, your manager or your boss or like somebody who's doing really well there would probably love to role play with you. So This was really, really big for me when I first started sales was asking to role play with people and tell them, here's the deal. If you pretend there's no elephant in the room, the elephant just gets bigger. Yeah. Like it just keeps growing. So if you could actually say, hey, this is how I feel. I'm feeling like I can't be myself because I haven't had enough experience in this area, even though I know I will be really good at it once I learn. Just throw that in there. Throw it in there, even if you don't believe it yet.
When you say you believe it, do it.
I don't know where this Southern accent is coming from. I think it's coming from you. So let's see. Ask. Say, I would really love to role play or learn. Are there any tips? Because I want to get more confident in this area. And then you can even suggest things like, Sherry, what do you need to feel safe at your job right now? Would it help if you asked if you could move your desk while you got better and you role play? You know, you kind of like moved away from people or you got to go into a little office and practice a few calls until you got your confidence up.
Yes.
The thing is, it's like you're kind of being thrown in without saying how you feel. So trying something on feels really weird. But the second that you tell everyone how you feel and you ask for what you need, like, and that is a, let me tell you, that's a boss's dream. Like when people don't ask for what they need, it's like, how am I supposed to help you?
You can't.
You cannot. And they want to help you. You got the job. So Clearly there's something freaking amazing about Sherry.
Sherry, you're amazing.
Sherry's amazing. And Sherry, literally get the courage to go and speak your truth. So the first truth you're going to speak and to be yourself is to go and be yourself and be honest about how you feel. And I'm telling you, that is where the power is. So go there. And then start creating an environment where you can start to thrive. Because right now you're not doing that. You're avoiding the actual problem. And once you call it out and once you ask for support, you can actually start getting the support that you need.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Some Sherry's. Sherry's going to do it. Sherry, let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Give us a call.
Give us a call on our hotline.
1-800-SHERRY. Sherry's awesome.
Actually, you can like shoot us a story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot us a video, Sherry. Let us know what it was. Like shoot me a video on Instagram and I will re-gram that story.
Sherry.
Okay. Next question. Thanks, Sherry.
That's all the questions?
That's it. It's probably great because...
But you didn't share your quote with everyone.
Oh my God. Here's my quote. When you finally accept that it's okay not to have answers and it's okay not to be perfect, you realize that feeling confused is a normal part of what it is to be a human being. And that is Winona Ryder.
Boom!
Winona! Boom. Hopefully that was after or before
that.
The shoplifting.
Bad time.
That one bad time. And honestly, let's talk about that bad time real quick because everybody messes up. And I believe everybody, I don't even care how bad it was. I don't care what you're thinking right now. Like, I believe everybody gets a second chance. I really do.
Yes.
And some of us need third and fourth and fifth because if I told you all of the things that I did, I don't know.
You know what's weird?
What?
Is that leads into my quote.
Let me hear that quote.
It says, it's by Cheryl Strayed. I love her. She wrote, "Whatever happens to you belongs to you. Make it yours. Feed it to yourself even when it feels impossible to swallow. Let it nurture you because it will."
Ooh, what? That is so good. Just, how does that apply to your life right now? Unravel that basket.
Whatever happens to you belongs to you. I don't know. I just really liked it.
It applies, but it applies. You like it because it hit you like truth. So what's the truth in that for you?
I think the truth is just transitions and changes and all kinds of things going on. It's the good stuff.
We're gonna get more out of her. We're gonna just squeeze that lemon and make lemonade.
Bye. No.
Lori, I'm not ready to go here yet. I don't know what it is, but I'm not ready. All right, guys. So I think that's it for Questionably Awesome Day.
Questionably Awesome Day. And it was.
Really is turning into Questionably Awesome.
That was a great.
That's the new title.
Questionably Awesome.
And we're dibbing it. Is it dibbing it or dubbing it?
I don't know, but I really like dibbing.
We're dibbing it.
Yeah.
I think that's an dibbing, ice cream dibbing. That's dipped in chocolate.
Oh, dibs. Yeah. Dibs.
We're dibbing this. We're dipping it in chocolate and claiming it.
Yes.
Yeah. Dibbing dots.
Dibbing dots.
All right, guys. Clearly, we got to cut this off at some points. And I think that point is right now.
Yes.
So much gratitude to you. What are you grateful for the people for?
I'm so grateful for their nice messages and vulnerable questions.
Oh, I love that too. Grateful for that too.
Yeah.
Piggybacking on that. Okay. Sending you guys so much love. And until next time, earn your happy. I don't know. We're just adding that to this. Bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.